Hi there, and welcome. It's great to finally meet you. My name's Christine. I'm the Human Resource Manager. Congratulations on successfully obtaining the position of Trainee Human Resources Officer. We're big believers in people learning on the job. Combined with the fact that you're studying HRM at the moment, this will really help to prepare for a career in human resources at the hotel. Let's have a look at the key HRM topics you'll be exposed to. We're currently managing an industrial dispute at one of the hotels. Several housekeepers are claiming that they haven't been given adequate gloves to handle the chemicals they use in the job. We're investigating the situation at the moment, so I thought I'd take the opportunity to talk to you about the importance of industrial relations. As HR professionals, we need to have a thorough understanding of industrial relations. How much do you know about it? Industrial relations refers to the rules, regulations, and institutions that govern the employment relationship. It also sets the minimum work and employment terms and conditions an organisation must follow, such as the minimum rate of pay and work conditions. Not all doctors are able to prescribe methadone or buprenorphine, as specialised training is required. However, doctors can play a significant part in building relationships for clients who only access dispensing clinics. The cost of the program is a significant barrier for people entering and remaining in treatment. The Commonwealth pays for the drugs, so there are no fees at public clinics. However, the patient pays for the dispensing fee. People are also charged dispensing fees for each day when they are on takeaways. So if dosing is $8 a day, they will come into pharmacy 3 times a week, but will still have to pay the full $56 for 7 days' worth upfront. This means that people using private clinics and community pharmacies may be charged for the days they don't get takeaways and often won't have their pharmacotherapy dispensed until they have paid outstanding debts. Lifetime members are members who have reached and maintained their goal weight. They are our loudest and proudest champions. Having them share their experience with others in meetings will drive, motivate, and inspire success in others. You should encourage them to speak up and share as often as you can. Click on the tabs to learn more about lifetime members. My name is Louise, and in this course, I'm going to walk with you exploring the code of conduct as we go. You have already been given a copy of the code of conduct to read and keep. What I'm going to do is guide you through it and show you how it applies to you and your colleagues in your everyday work.